The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Pensacola State College.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me today. Happy Tuesday, everybody. We're just getting right along into this week, and might have a little bit of wet weather later on. I think it's like a 40% chance today, but hopefully bands on the beach will be cool tonight, and no rain to get in the way of that. 437-1620, if you have questions or comments this morning. We're going to be talking about Pensacola State College and their Charter Academy program. In the studio, I have the dean of the PSC Charter Academy, Bill Emerson, and the new student engagement specialist, Aaliyah Knight. Thank you guys so much for being here. How are y'all doing this morning?
Good. How are you?
Doing
good,
great.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Bill, the last time we talked, I think, was back in February, right?
Yes, sir.
So we'll get into what's changed since we talked, but let's give our listeners just a quick rundown. What is Pensacola State College's Charter Academy all about?
It started a couple years ago as a project with Captain Kinsella from NAS Pensacola and
I met
Dr.
him just
Meadows.
The other day. Yeah,
yeah. They were talking about trying to provide some different quality educational opportunities for the Navy personnel in the Pensacola area, and collegiate charter academies are something that are happening all over Florida. So they decided that they would try to start one, and they did. So they put together a charter application with Escambia County School District, and that was accepted. And so we opened 2 years ago with 11th and 12th grade only. And so those students came and they took dual enrollment classes, working on completing a high school diploma and an AA, possibly an AA or AS degree at the same time. Mm-hmm. And so this is our second year. We're graduating 44 seniors,
nice.
of which those 44, we haven't had them all for 2 years, but we're going to graduate more than 20 with an AA degree.
Wow.
At the same time. We're adding 9th and 10th grade coming up, so the idea is that we're just going to provide a challenging, high-quality education that's going to prepare students to be very successful either in work or college.
Hmm. So 9 through 12 now, that's great. So what type of student are you looking for? What type of student is going to really benefit from the Charter Academy?
You know, we are looking for students who are committed and dedicated to their future. They're already thinking about what they may want to do later on in life. They are not afraid to work hard and face a challenge. Sometimes the students that don't like the large size of the local school districts, high schools, you know, like a little slower kind of pace. And we provide a smaller school environment for those students so that they maybe not face the same challenges they would in a great big crowded school.
Thank you so much for being here, guys. Aaliyah Knight, you're new. You've only
yes,
been
sir.
There for what, 3 months, you said?
1 month.
Oh, 1 month.
Yes,
oh,
sir.
3 weeks. Oh, okay, gotcha. All right. So what brought you to Pensacola State College?
Well, I've always heard that it was a really great place to work, mm-hmm. and I connected with a woman at my church who was like, you should just apply, and I found the student engagement specialist position, and I applied, and the interview went very well, mm-hmm. and I got the job, and I'm just so excited to be here now.
Yeah, well, congratulations.
Thank
Glad
you.
To have you. I know you haven't been on the job very long, but I'll throw you a few questions here. What can students expect to see in terms of the requirements expected of them to be in the Charter Academy?
Well, for one, they do have to have a 3.0 GPA, mm-hmm. And they just have to be very dedicated and ready to work hard to succeed.
Very nice. And what supports will be in place for those students once they enter the academy?
So for the 9th and 10th graders, they'll be able to utilize the tutoring services offered by the academy. And of course, they'll be able to, you know, have support from their teachers. And the 11th and 12th graders will be able to utilize the tutoring services on the PSC campus, such as the math lab, the writing lab, and of course, the Pirates Care Student Resource Center.
Right. So they get access to some of the big college facilities.
Yes,
so that's
they do.
Very, very cool. Any fees associated with the Charter Academy?
No.
No. Okay. So how does that happen? Where does this funding come from? I'll take that over to Bill there.
Yeah, we're sponsored by Escambia County School District. So we're a public charter school. So the state of Florida, Florida Education Finance Program provides funding per student, just like they would for a public school. And so as we get more students, we get more funding. In addition to that, we've gotten a few other grants specific for charter school startup and career and technical education. And so putting all that together, we try to put as many resources as we can in front of the students.
Have you seen the shift? I've noticed the shift in traditional, you know, 4-year college education paths. Now a lot of people go on the technical route. Whereas before, I even had somebody admit to me the other day, they were like, man, I used to kind of look down on people that just went to the technical path and did a 2-year or just got a certificate. But now I'm thinking, man, they kind of had it going on. They knew what they were doing. So have you seen this shift here in Florida?
Yes, sir. It's been happening for quite a few years now. Where it's very important to have specific skills to get into the workplace. And so students are finding that going and getting a specific associate of science degree that comes with very specific coursework that prepares you for a job, or even some of our certificate programs, even in the high schools all over, they're doing a lot of certificate programs where you take tests for specific career and technical education certificates. And those are things that stay with you forever. And you can take them with you and from job to job, and you can gather them as you go. Versus, you know, for example, our AA programs are basically designed for you to go ahead and finish a 4-year degree, which obviously is still a good practice. It's just that you got to make sure that 4-year degree is going to lead you to a job at the end of those 4 years.
So you said that this Charter Academy is happening all over Florida and you're seeing these pop up. Why would somebody choose Pensacola State College Charter Academy over maybe some of the other schools in the state?
Well, I will tell you that we think that the model that we're putting together is really beneficial, because we're going to start in the 9th and 10th grade and give them a very challenging honors type curriculum in all the core areas, and also throw in courses that are going to teach them to speak like college students, write like college students, study like college students, and along the way do a lot of career research. So everything that they're doing is focusing on helping them make a decision on a path. Now, we know they're going to be 15, 16 years old when they're making that selection. And I don't know about everybody else, but I changed a few times along the years. So we just want to make sure that they are well-educated on the different options that Pensacola State College has. They bring to the table years of experience with preparing students for whatever's next. And so if that's a 4-year university, then we want to make sure to use all of our expertise to do that. And then if it's, you know, going to work right away or preparing for one of our bachelor's programs, then that's what it is. I think we're going to provide a very specific, supportive and small school feel, to get these students, to be as successful as possible.
You mentioned some of their career options, and what are some of the career explorations that they can take at the Charter Academy? What kind of options are available to them to study?
You know, some of the ones that we have that go all the way through a bachelor's degree, you know, we've got nursing programs that have an AS and a BSN for those programs. And then we have cybersecurity and we have business administration.
That's big right now.
So we have a direct pipeline to a bachelor's degree for those three areas. But with regard to other areas in our AA degrees, we have 44 different advising tracks based on what you may want to do or just where you want to go. We want to make sure that you get those first 2 years done. And then there's 29 AS degrees. You know, from veterinary technology, you know, to criminology, justice, those kind of things. So there's just a lot of choices to choose from. And we also have a lot of certificate and credit hour clock hour programs. So I just think that in terms of what we're going to offer, that we've got a really good package.
Right. And there's no really emphasis in one area or another. It's just sort of kind of spread around, right?
Yes, sir. We, you know, everybody's a little different in their in their desires. And so we want to make sure that we provide that for them.
And, you know, like you said, the cyber security piece, I mean, with technology, especially AI, things like that, new jobs and careers are going to spawn out of all this new technology. Because, you know, we didn't have cybersecurity concerns when I was in school because we didn't even have the internet. So, you know, it's just, things change. So I'm glad you guys are here preparing, especially going back down now to the ninth grade students and starting them early. I wish I would have had this option in my school. If you have any questions or comments this morning, let us know. 437-1620. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3. Sitting here talking with Bill Emerson, the dean of Pensacola State College's Charter Academy, and the new student engagement specialist, Aaliyah Knight. Aaliyah, students right now in high school, I see them when I'm home, you know, sitting on my patio and the kids get off the bus. Their book bags are very heavy. You know, they're very big. I think they've got a lot of books and a lot of homework. I've heard a lot of stories about so much homework that gets assigned to these students. How is it possible for a student to complete both high school and college courses all at the same time? How are you preparing them to do this?
Well, in 9th and 10th grade, they'll be completing their high school courses. And then when they get to 11th and 12th grade, they'll do the dual enrollment courses that will be transferable to high school courses as well. Mm. So it's not like they're being overloaded with high school and college courses.
Mm, that's good. That's very good. Where is this Charter Academy located? I know they can take some stuff at the campus, but where is this generally located?
Yeah, so we have two locations. And this fall, our 9th and 10th graders will be located on the Warrington campus in Building 34, and the 11th and 12th graders will be on the Pensacola campus in Building 11.
All right. And the Warrington campus, 9th and 10th graders, 11th and 12th, is going to be at the Pensacola campus. All right, great.
And actually, our 11th and 12th graders, you know, we'll try to group them together in 11th grade so that they kind of jump off into college together. It's quite a different environment than a high school environment. So students will take courses either mostly at Warrington together or at Pensacola together. And then when they finish all of their high school requirements, that could happen sometimes in their third year, and then open it up for a lot more specific electives based on their interests after that. So it's that's part of that nurturing environment. We're going to try to keep them together as a group as much as possible.
What if a student wants to complete a program at another institution? Will the college credits earned at the Charter Academy transfer to other colleges and universities?
They will, especially, you know, the AA programs, mm-hmm. which are designed to lead you to the next step, the next four-year college. The AS programs are a little different. For example, let's say that you were in veterinary technology. So you would definitely need to find another school that had that program and then talk to that school to see about whether PSE's credits would transfer over. There's not as many general ed courses required for an AS degree. So in that case, there's not as much that would transfer to maybe a four-year university for a bachelor's degree. Mm-hmm. But all of the hours that you take at PSC, all the courses you take, as long as you are in a Florida university, then those courses are going to transfer, no questions asked. They all have the same course number. And if you finish an AA degree at PSC, you're guaranteed entrance into a Florida four-year university. And what we try to do is we try to set up your coursework so that you are just replicating the first 2 years of a degree at the institution where you want to go.
Oh, okay. Does completing an associate's degree at PSC affect your ability to get, funding and scholarships at another university?
No, not at all. If anything, it increases their chances of getting a scholarship. Our staff highly encourages the students to apply for the Bright Future Scholarship and to raise their SAT and ACT scores. And, you know, they also offer them opportunities to volunteer as well so that they can receive that scholarship.
Oh, wow. Very cool. And just by knowing you for a few minutes here, I'm assuming, and correct me if I'm wrong, you were probably in a lot of clubs and extracurricular activities when you were in high school,
yes,
and college,
I was.
Right?
Yes.
I thought so. So let's talk about that a little bit. Will Charter Academy students be able to participate in those clubs and extracurriculars?
Yes, they will at their zone school. So, for example, if a student wants to play football, they'll have to play it at their zone school. And if that zone school is Escambia High, they'll have to play it at Escambia High. Okay. We also offer two clubs right now, the Interact Club, and that's a part of the Rotary Club in Perdido, and the SGA.
The student, what is it, Government Association?
Yeah, the Student okay. Government
All right,
Association.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Sounds great. We'll get into this here in a minute. I want to talk about the Capstone Project with you, Bill, real quick. If you have any questions or comments, let us know. 437-1620. If you have a student in high school, maybe they're about to start ninth grade, and you're interested in the this program through Pensacola State College, and you want to get them in the Charter Academy, you can go to pensacolastate.edu and click on Charter Academy. It'll take you to charteracademy.pensacolastate.edu, and you can get all the information there. You said the 9th and 10th graders will be at the Warrington campus, and the 11th and 12th graders will be at the Pensacola campus. So if that's convenient for you, if you think that this is right for your child, let us know. 437-1620 if you have any questions, and go visit pensacolastate.edu right now and click on Charter Academy. What is the Capstone Project?
Since the whole experience is geared towards career research and helping you figure out what's next and what you want to start off in life, part of that career research is a capstone project. And so students are going to identify, and hopefully as we have them from ninth grade on, they're going to identify a career that they put a lot of thought into and that they're going to do some research and investigate. So they're going to do that, and they're also going to find a mentor in that area. For example, if somebody wanted to be a radio DJ, they might contact you and set up a time to come and observe you and what you do and learn about what you do. And then they would come back, and they have to put together a presentation of everything that they learn. They present that orally to the charter staff, and then after that is done, then some of them are selected for a poster presentation, and some are selected for an actual, PowerPoint presentation that we put out at our senior symposium. And we just held that last week, and we had about 26 seniors doing poster presentations about what they learned. And then we had 16 students that did the other presentations. And it's interesting that sometimes they find out this is not for me. Maybe they've been in an operating room watching something and decided, no, that's not what I want
to
do.
After they come to and wake up, they're like, oh, okay, the side of blood, not good.
That's right.
It happens.
That's right. But this is an opportunity for a student to look into a topic of their own choice. They research that topic, and then they have to spend time actually seeing it happen, and then they have to communicate it to others in a meaningful way. And, that's just a good model for what they're going to have to do their whole life, no matter what issue faces them, is they're going to have to go through that process. And so it's just, again, we're trying to produce a student at the end that has a high school diploma. If they can possibly finish one of our degrees, we want to do that by the time they graduate. But if not, we want them to continue with us to finish that degree as well.
You said a word that really stuck out there. You're talking about, children and these students have to communicate. Do you see, as I see, maybe I'm just getting cynical in my older age, but it seems like we're having this barrier with communication with our younger generations. What kind of challenges do you see with that?
I agree that face-to-face communication is sort of a lost art in some cases.
And it was never easy. I want to preface this by saying that, especially looking people in the eyes and talking to them in a professional setting is a little nerve-wracking. It's a little hard. So it never was easy, but right now,
And, one of the courses we're going to put our students through is a speech course. And during that speech course, we're going to do a couple things. We're going to all do career research, but we're also going to have them getting up doing a variety of types of presentations and speeches. And also we're going to work on their vocabulary and just their ability to have meaningful conversations that aren't a TikTok video
or a
Snapchat funny face or one of those kind of things that are meaningful conversations, and especially how to discuss maybe even differing opinions without getting angry about it.
Right. I tell some kids sometimes, especially when, I'm talking to somebody and I notice they use a lot of emojis or a lot of things like that to communicate with their friends, I'm like, you would be good at a second language, because this is almost like a second language. It's a computer language. So, you know, you could probably easily learn Spanish or Russian or anything like that, because you've already somehow figured out these codes and deciphers. So, you know they're smart from that. So you need to get them in the Charter Academy if that's your child. If we're speaking to you today, let us know, 437-1620. Let's talk about the associate's degree and the college credit. How does this help families save money? Because the cost of education is all in the news today. We hear about it, all these loans and people being in debt for the rest of their life. How does this help?
Well, you know, Pensacola State College is already an excellent bargain, even if you had to pay for it. But what this does for a parent is it provides free tuition, free books, and a laptop that students can use while they're in the academy to do their coursework. So if you can imagine that if we have a 60-hour associate's degree that's completed, and even if they aren't with us the whole time and don't get all 60 hours done, you figure out where you want to go and go look and see what their costs are. You know, their fees are usually posted online. And if they get 45 hours done, take it times the hundreds of dollars per credit hour that you would have to pay at the other schools. And that's how much money you're saving. So tuition-wise in books, it's a significant savings over an associate degree.
Mm-hmm. And laptops are not cheap.
They're not, but in today's world, the types of interactions we want our students to be able to do, they're going to have one.
Exactly. Yeah, at least a Chromebook or something, you know, to get them through. And it seems like nowadays you have to have an app or access to an internet connection to do anything, like even sometimes ordering groceries, you know, because I don't know. I don't see myself going into the store to get groceries anymore. I'm just a click. I want that. Oh, I got a substitution. Okay, boom. That's something I never thought I would do. So times they are changing. So what all has changed at the Charter Academy since we talked last time? I know you're doing the 9th and 10th grade students now. Anything else, major changes?
You know, I can just give some more specifics. Last time I was talking about a lot of things that we hadn't handled all the way yet. We are going to provide transportation, and we've got a proposal for bids out right now that's going to come up here in the next week or so, and figure out how that transportation is going to work exactly. And it's not going to be a door-to-door type transportation, but probably a set of pickup hubs. We have worked out it's interesting that you brought this up a minute ago, but a way that parents will be able to order their kids' lunches online, and they're going to be delivered to us. So so we're going to figure out how they're going to be fed. We also have settled in on a 6-period school day, very traditional for the 9th and 10th grade. A school calendar is set and available for viewing. It's not exactly the same as PSC, and it's not exactly the same as Escambia County School District, but it kind of tries to work between the two. Okay. And we're getting ready to order a curriculum, so it's going to happen. We're going to have our school ready to go for fall. And we're very excited about that. We're getting ready to hire some teachers.
Very nice.
We're looking for teachers with a master's degree in their subject area. And maybe a little bit more staff. We're going to look for an assistant principal that we can add, since we're going to have two locations. Mm. And so all of those things are happening fast, and we're really excited.
You have any social media accounts to pump? I'll turn this over to Aaliyah. Yeah,
so we have an Instagram account. It's the PSC Charter Academy. Please check it out and follow us, and you'll just see updates of what the students are up to and updates of what's going on at the school.
We live in this just 24/7 news cycle, and if something happens, you're pretty much learning about it seconds after with all the posts on social media. So it does have its advantages. So follow Pensacola Charter Academy on Instagram. Go to pensacolastate.edu and click on Charter Academy. My guest this morning, Bill Emerson, the dean of the PSC Charter Academy, and the new student engagement specialist, Aaliyah Knight. Thank you so much for what you do, and thank you for being here this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.